Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I certainly appreciate you letting me come to your homes this beautiful Sunday morning with Something to Believe In. Well, last Sunday was quite different than this Sunday. We had that ice and snow, and I didn't get to go out to the house of God. It got too icy over my way. But I know a lot of people had to stay in, so we had a good praise and worship service together. And again, God has allowed us the privilege to come together and to sit in those heavenly places. So let's get our broadcast started today by doing a beautiful song for you right here. And I like to do this song. It kind of gets us started. It said, "When the sun comes up tomorrow."
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessing that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. Well, I do thank you for letting me come in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. My God has really privileged us, and we trust today that everything's going well at your place. We want to remember the sick and the shut-in today in the broadcast. We never do a broadcast but what we don't think about. There's so many people there that, well, they just need us, and we need them because, you know, the Bible said, "Together we stand, it's divided that we fall." Many people like the next song that we're going to play, And we want to do this especially for Bob and Evelyn Guy. They like it so well. And, well, all of you, all the folks out there in our radio audience, and Martha doing the beautiful song.
That is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number. The crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior.
That song. Martha does a great job on that, and she kind of lets me join right in with her on it. When they crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, I'm looking forward to that time, aren't you? Now, I'm like the fellow said, I'm in no hurry to go. I'm just simply ready to go. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to do all that God has called me to do. And, you know, God's calling upon my life has been radio ministry. We've been in radio ministry for many years. We're also a pastor up at the Painter's Chapel that's located at Speedway. Then also we pastor the James Chapel. We love to give you an invite. Come out and be with us. James Chapel is located on the True Road. When you're coming up the True Road, the Methodist Church on the right, the little brick church sitting there. We'd love to have you come and worship with us at 9 a.m. each Sunday morning. Then at Painter's Chapel, we're there at 11 a.m. each Sunday morning. My, we got some great folks up that way and some great people. We got a lot of folks in our listening audience that listen to the broadcast. As a matter of fact, without your help, without your support, we could not continue this radio ministry. But we're so glad for you, and we know that you're doing exactly what God has asked you to do, and that is to help us maintain the broadcast. Well, let's go right back right now and do a song. I like this song right here. It says, I'm working my way back to Calvary.
Straight to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since Yes, I've been there, working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
Well, I hope you are enjoying the broadcast. As we said so many times, we are sitting together in heavenly places. When we're on the broadcast here, and God is using me, and God is blessing you, and I'm being blessed. I've always said it, that you get more blessing out of by doing something for someone else than you really realize. And that's what we do. We bless one another, and we bless the Lord. You know, we preached on that last week. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Well, today we're going to be preaching on something else. We're going to be talking about taking God serious. You know, I think in this day and time that we just don't take God serious enough, don't you? Well, anyhow, we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. But first, let's go right back right now and listen to this beautiful song. Then I'll be back with today's message. And this one is entitled, Taking God Serious.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the sea that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Gave it leaves and then gave it sunshine and rain and sheltered it with heart. He grew the tree he knew would be used to make the old. On a tree that he created with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spit upon, rejected, and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he I'm that he knew would be used to make the old rocket grow.
I would like to go to the first book of the Bible in Genesis 1. The Bible said, in the beginning God created the heavens and he created the earth. I must remove all doubt. This is how it all began. How do I connect the Creator with the creation? In Genesis 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God. This must be a settling issue. I must settle this issue. Is there a God? If there is a God, then I must understand. I must know beyond any shadow of a doubt. In Genesis 1, God said. 6 different times God spoke and God said. In Genesis 1, God was mentioned 24 times. In the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, the Bible said, God said, God called, God saw, and God blessed. You see, the first book of the Bible is about the Creator and the creation. In Genesis 2, it's about the Creator and the creation. The Bible teaches in the third chapter of the book of Genesis about the fall of man. In Genesis 2:1, thus the heavens were finished, and all of the host of them. In Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth. He breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. Now that we have a God, and now that we have a world, now that we have man, we must now put things in order. Do we take God serious? Do we believe what God is saying? Do we truly believe the first book of the Bible? Can we come to God believing that he is God and that he is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek him? God said, after making man, it was not good that man would be alone. He searched through every animal. He searched through every living thing to try to find a helpmate for Adam. But there was none to meet the desires of Adam. So therefore he caused a great sleep to come. And as Adam was sleeping, the Bible said in Genesis 2:22 that he removed the rib from Adam, and there he created the woman. Woman which came from man. And then when he brought her to Adam, he said, this is bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And he placed them together. And he said, what God has placed together, let no man put asunder. So you see, we must take God serious. And yet our divorce rates are 2 to 3 that are not working. It makes me to wonder, do we really take God serious? I understand that there's people that divorce. I understand that people are put together, then they no longer can live together. I'm not here to argue the issue. I'm here to ask God's blessings upon your seeking for your happiness and your desire. But the Bible said that there, when God came to Adam and Eve, that he told them, he said, in the garden there's a tree. It's called the tree of good and evil, and you cannot partake of the tree. You know the story of how the Bible said that Eve was deceived by the devil or by the serpent, and she partook of the fruit of the tree, and she gave to her husband, and he did eat. You see, they simply wasn't taking God serious, because God said, the day you partake of it, ye shall surely die. But the devil said, yea, hath God said. You see, we just don't take God serious. Adam and Eve did not take God serious, and a lot of people today are in the same situation. The Bible is not about a tree. The Bible is about taking God serious and knowing that when God speaks, that God means business. The lesson is about taking God serious. When God gave the Ten Commandments, was he serious? When he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy spirit, and thy neighbor as thyself? Was God serious when he said, thou shalt not commit adultery? Was God serious when he said, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy? Was God serious when he said, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon this earth? You see, sir, the Ten Commandments were given for a helpmate. The Ten Commandments was not given for a burden, but the Ten Commandments was given that it might help us in life. Are we taking God serious? Remember, God said, ye shall not. Was God serious when he said to Adam and Eve, thou shalt surely die? Read the story, sir. how they were cast from the garden, and how they were made to wonder, and how that one brother rose against the other brother, and murder took place in the first family of God, how that they were driven from their homes. And today, many are vagabonds, vagabonds to sin, simply because we don't take God serious. Had a friend of mine say to me just not long ago, Jack Ellison, he said, Tommy, dying is serious. A lot of people do not realize how dying is really important. Remember in Hebrews 9 and 27, the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. All must die. We do not want to look at the judgment. We do not want to be convinced within ourselves that the judgment day is coming, because the Bible said after death, then the judgment. Some die even before their time. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 17, the Bible states, why do we die before our time? The Bible said, honor your father and your mother, that the days may be long upon this earth. I believe if we honor God, God will give us long life. God was serious when he said in Ezekiel 18, 4 through 20, the soul that sins, it shall surely die. God was serious when he said in Matthew 6 and 12, forgive as we have been forgiven, and forgive us as we are forgiven. Was God serious when he said in Luke 13, 3 through 5, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish? You see, God means business, sir. God is a serious God. God's business is serious. God's business is the greatest business of the land. You remember when Jesus was lost in the temple? Now, it's hard to realize that even Jesus would get lost, but he was not lost in the temple, but that's where he was found, was in the temple. And when his mother and father came to him, and they said that you've wearied us because you've been lost. And he said, know you not that I must be about my father's business? And today, God's business is a serious business. It's a big business. It's the best business. Get involved in it financially, spiritually, and physically. Get involved in God's serious business, because God's church should be serious. When we come together, we come to worship God. We come to give thanks to God, to give our tithes and of our offering, and to give back to God only a part of what God has given to us. This broadcast is God's serious business. There are people that are hearing the broadcast today that will never go to a church. There are people today that are hearing my voice that will never darken the doors of a church. There's people at home with bitterness in their soul. As a matter of fact, they've been hurt in a church. They've been hurt by a bad marriage. They've been hurt by a bad neighbor. They have been hurt in some bad situation. But, sir, take God serious. The Bible said, if you would come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. And today, take God serious when he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's exactly what God meant. I thank God that God has allowed me this privilege and this time to sit before the mic and to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no force any more powerful than the Word of God. There is nothing more comforting than to hear the Word of God. There is nothing more assuring than to know that sins have been forgiven. If we would close our eyes in death, that we have something much better waiting on the other side. You see, because God is serious. God loves you, and God wants you to know that he loves you. God will only hold you accountable for what you know. And today, you've heard the gospel, not only by my radio broadcast, but by television and by church pulpit preaching. You have now heard the word. Now you stand guilty before God, because once you have heard, then you're only going to have to give an account for what you've heard. I close by saying this. Now that you know, what will be your response? Are you taking God serious?
Before salvation in a far and distant land, two rusty nails pierced two precious hands. There a man name Jesus, for silver was sold on an old rugged cross. A great love story was told, and oh, oh, what a story. I love you was written in blood. Rivers of mercy was flowing, for between two thieves hangs God's Son. A ransom was paid for every man's soul on an old rugged cross. The great love story was told, and then he cried, "It is finished." And the world heard a sound marking the beginning as his blood touched the ground. A master plan for living on Mount Calvary in grave. Such expression of love is salvation today. And oh, oh, what a story. He said, "I love you," was written in blood. The rivers of mercy were flowing, for between two thieves hangs God's Son. The ransom was paid for every man's soul on an old rugged cross. A great love story was told. On the old rugged cross, the greatest story ever told.
Our Father, we do thank you for that great love story. It's not wherein that we loved you, but it's where you loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the broadcast today. We thank you, Lord, for those who have listened. Lord, maybe driving down the highway, maybe just, Lord, sitting there in the living room, Lord, all brokenhearted. We don't know the situation. We don't know the circumstances, but we know a God that does. So, Father, we pray you bless this broadcast. Use it. Encourage, strengthen, Lord, and most of all, may some soul be saved. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations.